Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we have an M train derailed just south of the Chambers Street station in Lower Manhattan. There is apparently a train employee trapped. Fire and rescue crews are converging on the area, according to our newsroom. The TA says a subway train hit a bumper block at the Chambers Street station. Again, an M train headed from Brooklyn, which struck the block at the end of the line. That line ends at Chambers Street, and you know how those terminal stations are with those bumper blocks at the end of the station. A transit spokesman, Charles Seaton, told the AP that the accident happened at about 10:55. He said he didn't believe that any passengers were on board the train, but very unusual to have a subway derailment. So we'll bring you more on that as soon as we know. But right now it is Election Day 2007, and time for an informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Election Day exit poll on the stem cell ballot question in New Jersey. It is to borrow $450 million to help seed stem cell research in the state. Are you voting yes or are you voting no? There are budgetary concerns. There are economic growth concerns. There are moral concerns one way or the other. Call us at 212-433-WNYC or post to our comments page at WNYC.org. We'll do this for about 10 minutes. Then we will meet the first ever Asian American woman on the NYPD. But let's see how many of you we can get in the next 10 minutes or so, and what's driving your decision. Maybe that'll help undecided voters make up their minds today and inspire apathetic voters to go out in the rain. At least you won't have to stand in line. Informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Election Day exit poll on the stem cell ballot question in New Jersey. Are you voting yes or are you voting no? Call us 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post to our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And Judy in Scotch Plains, you're on WNYC. Happy Election Day.
Happy Election Day to you. I am voting yes.
Because?
Because I think it's too early in this type of research to let it get away from us, and that's just how I feel about it.
What do you say to the concerns that others have about debt? $450 million more debt in a state that's already drowning in it.
I think it's probably among the more worthwhile debt, if we're going to have any. And I feel very strongly about it. If you know anybody who has diabetes or ALS or brain injury, I think this is this could be the beginning of a very huge medical expenses that we won't have to bear in the future.
And while you're here, did you vote on the proposal to dedicate all the taxes from the sales tax hike in the state to property tax relief?
I actually have not. I was about to go out to vote when I heard this poll being taken, and I'm about to go out now. I'm still undecided on that. Personally, I am a homeowner. Whether it's going to help me or not, I don't know. I personally don't need the help right now, but if it's dedicated to, it's not specific enough for me at this point.
Judy, thank you very much. Stephen in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hi, Stephen.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I really, really love your show. I'm a one conservative that really loves your show. Anyway,
go ahead.
Okay, I haven't voted yet, but I intend to vote once I get home. And I intend to vote no, because...
No on stem cells.
Yeah, why should taxpayers subsidize those programs that's not even been proven? And I heard that adult stem cell is more effective than embryo.
So the other side would say the thing about embryonic stem cell research is that there appears from the early science to be so much potential. If it was proven, you wouldn't have to devote money to research. Then it would already be proven. So the research is precisely to take something that looks like, it has promising potential and flesh it out. What would you say to that argument?
Yeah, but why should taxpayers, and many of those taxpayers may object to
the morality
killing
of,
killing of embryo.
Right.
Right. So
we had a guest yesterday who was a proponent who said the reason the state has to do it is because there's a bit of an arms race here right now. California is pumping a lot of money into it. Some other states are pumping a lot of state money into it. So the private sector alone won't be able to keep up, given that states are spending a lot on this right now elsewhere in the country.
As a true conservative, I think government subsidy, whether to to farms or to pharmaceutical industry,
not government's place. Okay,
yeah.
And so can I assume that you voted yes to require the sales tax increase money to go to property tax relief?
No, I haven't voted yet, but someone told me I should vote no on all of those questions.
Okay. All right, Stephen, thanks a lot for your call. Please call us again, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Lloyd in West Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lloyd.
Good. How are you doing today, Brian?
Good. How are you voting on stem cells?
Absolutely. I'm voting yes on all three ballot questions. Actually, all four, but the key ones are the three, and yes on stem cell research.
Okay. Real quick, why on stem cells?
Just like with semiconductors and jet airplanes and things of that nature, government research and government money is what's needed sometimes to propel the private industry to take notice. Yes, Wall Street maybe will not invest in stem cell research at this time because all they're focused on is profits. We as the public are focused on the better of our society. And to say no to publicly funding this and to allowing no one to take care of this is an absolute crime against humanity. California and Massachusetts are taking initiatives. If we don't take the initiative here in our state, we are going to lose out on the money and the jobs that will be created. Just as in green jobs, stem cell research will create nearly 1,000 jobs here in the state. There will be nearly $10 million worth of income to be taxed here in the state.
What about the one of the questions raised by our previous caller that since there will be some fair percentage of voters who object morally to the use of human embryos for this, why force the taxpayers to fund something that may come up across strong moral objections?
Well, I think this is the whole point. We're not forcing them. We are asking them in the ballot referendum. And if people choose to go out to the polls in 25% or in 30% turnouts, it's these people that lose out on having their voice heard. This is why we need to have Election Day being a national holiday and having public finance campaigns to have a 90% turnout or an 80% turnout so we can actually have a true voice.
Hear, hear for that. And real quick, on the other one, to require the sales tax increase money to be devoted to property taxes?
Yeah, ballot question one, I absolutely voted yes to it. That's $6 to $7 billion that will be raised from that 1 cent on the dollar increase in the sales tax. This year, the Homestead Rebate Act was only $2 to $3 billion of the state budget, and everybody got nearly $1,000 back. And if it's $6 to $7 billion, everybody's going to be getting nearly $3,000 back. So absolutely yes on all three questions.
Thanks for your call. Blaze in Bloomfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Blaze.
Yes, I'm voting no for the stem cell basic research. We have a National Science Foundation. The state's colleges should go to the National Science Foundation and raise whatever money it needs. This is something you're not going to see return maybe for decades.
Is this a moral objection wrapped in a fiscal argument, or it's pure fiscal policy?
Pure fiscal.
Okay. And how about then the taxation question?
With regards to taxations, New Jersey's problem is local. We've got too big government, and we don't have an economy to support it. We need to cut down the size of government. This business of raising sales taxes, it may be more democratic, but in the end, it doesn't solve the problem. We just have too big a government in this state.
So you don't want to even support the idea of using the sales tax revenue to reduce property taxes because it supports the idea of a sales tax increase?
No, it doesn't solve the problem. In fact, it perpetuates the problem. We have too big a government. We need to reduce the size of government in this state, period. And if we go around using sales taxes, it's just going to allow it to continue.
Blaze, thanks a lot for your call. We appreciate your calls. And there you have a 10-minute informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Election Day exit poll on the stem cell ballot question in New Jersey, with the sales tax, property tax question thrown in, some of the main arguments putting out there. And if you were not planning to vote, get out on this day and vote. Brian Lehrer on WNYC coming up in a minute. We will meet the first ever Asian American woman on the NYPD and hear clips from a documentary about her and others on the force. Stay with us.